Welcome to the InSync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today we'll be discussing working with a range of skin tones in aesthetics. We have returning guest Hannah Kalita from Kalita Clinic and Training Academy. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to leave a rating on your favourite podcast directory.
Well, so I won't get you to introduce yourself because obviously we've already had one episode of chatting to you, so we know all about you. So today we're discussing working with black and brown skin within aesthetics. Obviously, it's very different kettle of fish and something that, as we kind of spoke about previously, probably needs a lot more learning and a lot more scope on, really, which is why we're doing this episode today. So my first question is, what is the most common mistakes people make when working on dark skin within the aesthetics industry?
Well, first off, I want to say I can't talk on injectables because I don't do them, but I do everything else.
Yeah.
But it's things like, as a professional, from the consultation period, it's asking the right questions to get to know your client, even having the right questions on your consultation form. People, for example, I was mentoring somebody in my clinic and teaching them things, and I let them kind of lead and then I'll chip in if they need to, you know, change something, whatever. Yeah. So we had a client book in who was of a Indian heritage. And another thing, it's about using the correct terminology as well, where it's a heritage, not just like an Indian person or a black person. You have to get the correct. Anyway, and the lady came in and the student had put her with a male practitioner. Some cultures don't allow that. So it's from that point, the consultation, to differentiate who's coming in. That's why when you have things like your booking system, when you're sending consultation forms out, have these questions on there so you can be aware of who you've actually got coming in as an individual, not just these are the general questions we ask. Does that make sense? Because things like, also, how do you know if someone's not going to come in a hijab and they're not actually allowed to take it off? So you think, actually, I can't get to a certain area of their face, and you need to be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Is there something we can do? Is there something we can say? Is there something that you can kind of like tuck under, or do you know what I mean? It's things like that. And having questions, there are some cultures that use bleaching agents. Now, I know a lot of them aren't legal, but it doesn't mean people can't get them. So you have to try and word certain things. Like, we are aware that things are out there, but you can't just outright come and say, excuse me, do you use bleaching agents on your skin? They're not going to admit to that. You have to kind of, it's where the ingredients come out, ask specific questions about, do you use products with X, Y, and Z ingredient in, and try and get it out of them that way. So it's just being aware. In general, treatments, things like skin peels. So there are different, there's so many brands nowadays, so many brands. And generally, brands will give you the education on their product to say, this is okay for someone Fitzpatrick scale 3 or someone Fitzpatrick scale 5-6, whatever. But being aware of what's in them, because sometimes someone might show a symptom that's not okay for that certain treatment, that product. So it's just literally being aware. And things like, let's say, microneedling, depth. If someone's prone to keloid scarring, maybe don't go as deep with the needles as the recommended depth. Maybe like use your initiative and say, actually, one, maybe should I even use this treatment on them? And two, let's just make it a little bit lighter and see how they react after the first treatment. And then go from there. It's just literally using your initiative with different people and different ethnicities and colours and skin types.
Oh, definitely. And I think it's key as well, you were saying about, you know, asking if people are using bleaching treatments. Referring back to our first conversation, you know, we need to know the history and everything else, because you never know, maybe they've done one recently and then what you're doing is going to react with it terribly. And then before you know, you've got a complication on your hands. Yeah. So it's just kind of doing those nice probing questions, or maybe if you don't feel confident that they're telling you the exact truth, maybe it's not worth doing the treatment until they...
1,000%.
Yeah.
If you're not comfortable, just don't do it, because your client's going to be upset for like half an hour because they can't have the treatment, but they'll be more upset if you do something and then they have a reaction. Imagine that. And then it could be a legal battle and just everything. You just don't want that. It's worth always asking and getting your terminology right. This is one of the reasons why I started an academy as well, because I've gone on different courses over the years, And a lot of things aren't even covered. And take me out of the industry, I'm a black woman. Like, I'm lucky I know myself, because there has been times where I've had to say, oh, excuse me, that's not right for someone like me. Yes, it might be the generalization of this is the product, this is what it does, whack it on everybody. But no, actually, you can't. So I know what it's like to be the professional and the client and the student, let's say. So that's why I started an academy, one of the reasons why I started an academy, so everyone actually has this type of learning. Because it's not included in a lot.
No, and it's just really key as well, because obviously, you can't just, I think, if, for example, if you're a makeup artist, you can't just learn how to do makeup on like very, very light skin and then not other skin tones as well. And it's,
Of course.
you want to, at the end of the day, be able to accept as many clients as you're able, obviously without pushing over and overbooking yourself.
Yeah, of
And
course.
if you can't end up doing it because they got a certain type of skin, it's not very, I guess, fair on yourself and also on them, because then they won't be able to trust you to do it well, or you just won't be able to book them because you just haven't got the knowledge there to be able to serve them, essentially.
Yeah.
Bro, so our next question is, why is it important to learn aesthetic techniques for a range of skin tones?
I wouldn't necessarily say techniques from my point of view, but I would also always advise someone to just be gentle, because we are more prone to damage and we can damage easier. And know your devices and your products. Let's say example, LED light therapy, absolute one of my fave treatments to do and to even have, actually. So for someone of color, red light therapy for collagen production and to boost blood circulation, it's great. It's great basically for everybody. But then there's the blue light that is good for killing bacteria, so for acne breakouts, helps with inflammation. So everyone's prone to acne, whether you're black, white, Indian, Asian, anyone. But that actual specific light, the blue light on, say, Fitzpatrick 3-4 on the scale, it stimulates pigment cells called melanocytes, which basically increase pigmentation, which is what we, as black people, brown people, Indian people, we don't want, because we're generally trying to get rid of those. Because we might say, if we've picked a spot or we've got a wound, whichever, or the area that we've wounded will go dark, and that's called hyperpigmentation. Whereas probably on someone like yourself, it would go red. So you'd be okay to go under the blue light. But generally, we're trying to get rid of hyperpigmentation, and yet sometimes the blue light, depending on the strength, that type of thing, could cause more. So it's generally knowing your devices. And just because companies say, yeah, this does this, this does that, it's again knowing your clientele, knowing ethnicities. Understandably, you're not going to know every single thing about every different culture and ethnicity, but if you can get to know the basics, which is kind of what we're going to touch on today, it's a great start.
Oh, definitely. And you never know, you might have your clients as well that really know their skin and know their stuff. So, in your consultation, you can just ask them, like, what have you found that's worked good for you? Was there anything that didn't work? And then you can advise and adjust your treatment plan accordingly as well.
1,000%. But this goes across, like, knowing devices and products across the whole of the beauty industry, like, let's say nails. So we get black stripes on our nails, what we can get. It's very, very common in, like, black, Indian, Asian people, which can sometimes be mistaken for melanoma, which is a type of skin cancer. I haven't got these lines myself. And one, I would always say to the person, always go and have them checked out, because you just never know. We're not doctors. Well, I mean, some people in the industry are doctors and do aesthetics, but you know what I mean. I'm not a doctor, so I would never know. But generally, in us, it's a type of mole because of the melanin in our skin. So 9 times out of 10, they're nothing to worry about, but I will always advise someone to go and get them checked out. But if we go and get our nails done and want something, let's say like French, generally the base is clear with a pinky or creamy tinge. It's your nail, the nail tech, having a color that's actually still going to look natural but can cover, like, this is what I have on right now, the base of the nail, so you can't see the lines, so we can still have that. Like, I've been places before where it's, oh, I haven't got that, I've only got clear, sorry, and I think, oh, okay, well, I'll just have red, or I'll just have a color, when really I want something. We shouldn't have to make do when with 2023 now. Like, there's things out there that we can have that can still achieve the same end result.
Definitely. And I think it's something that's, yeah, we're, like you said, we are in 2023. Like, if I remember, it was last year that only recently the companies have come out with darker skin plasters, which I thought was absolutely insane.
I screamed when I seen
Look,
them and stuff.
I don't blame you. Like, I was just there, like, wait a minute, like, Because obviously, I don't actually tend to use plastic as much, and obviously, due to my lighter skin, I don't tend to look for dark products. So when I read that, and I was like, "You are actually joking!" Like, I was actually a bit fuming on my side of things because I was like, "Why? Why wasn't that, common practice ages ago? Like,
Strange, isn't it?
what the?"
It's the little things, and then I understand,
Yeah.
like you weren't looking. It's not your reality, but it generally is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's insane. It's like, there's up until recently, especially with ballet shoes, the reason why they're pink is supposed to blend in with tones, but then obviously they didn't accommodate for darker skinned dancers. And then obviously they had to wear the pink, and then it technically, I guess, ruined the illusion of saying, I'm not sure, I'm not an expert in ballet, but it's only recently they've started doing it to their skin tones, and then obviously they're accommodated as well. And I was just like, that's absolutely insane. How long it took for ballerina shoes
There's
to
so
get
many
to that
things out
point when there's been
there.
plenty of dancers over the years, decades, that would have benefited from that. Like, it's absolutely insane. Alas, I believe we're going to get off topic at this rate. We'll be ranting about all sorts of
No,
things.
but as I say, going back then, it's just good as a practitioner just to be aware of things. Like I say, like the
Yeah.
nail thing and things, we know things are natural in ourselves, as I said, the pigmentation lines in our nails. But generally, we're very conscious of them. I'm conscious of mine.
Yeah.
I would never not have something that covers them ever on my nails. It's
Yeah.
just something I'm just conscious of.
And it's honestly,
You
it's
get
like
it.
so simple to make that slight adjustment. Just do a bit of research, or ask somebody, or ask, do like a poll, and it's like, if I've got any people like this, what do you recommend? Like, is there any products you like, or what would you like to see when you come into my salon or clinic or
Speak to your
whatever?
clients. Yeah. They'll
Just ask
tell
your
you.
clients.
A lot of them will tell you, like a lot of my clients are really outspoken, but I make sure I have that kind of environment where they're comfortable to be outspoken, because I don't say that I know everything about everything. I don't. And if there's something you want to say, I want you to feel freely. And to, this is like a no judgment zone. Say what you need to say. Ask me what you need to ask me. Even I've had different clients, you know, when, sorry, we're trying to get off topic, but
That's all
when
right.
the whole George Floyd thing was happening,
Yeah.
like you said, you weren't aware of the plastic. You didn't even think it's a thing. It wasn't your reality. So as were a lot of my clients. So I made my, let's say, clinic and community open. Ask me
Yeah.
questions. You're not going to know if you don't ask. You're not going to learn. So I'm open to help you.
Yeah, and it's I think just always good as a like a baseline just to be open to learning constantly, especially
100%.
with any industry you work in. There's always going to be new techniques, new things to learn. And if you stay stagnant in your ways, you're also possibly going to put someone in danger eventually if you're not willing to update and everything else. So it's always good just to have that openness from the get-go, no matter what you're doing, where you're going, or what you're working in. So my next question for you is, are there any treatments that you wouldn't recommend for those with a dark skin?
Not per se, but I will always say go to a professional rather than doing things at home. There are so many people, especially like
Very
after
key.
lockdown when everyone was doing everything at home, just ordering random
Yeah.
things. There's still a lot of people, we're trying to get out of those habits.
No
But
cutting your
yeah.
hair, no bangs, please.
Yeah, no, go to somebody who knows percentages and ingredients and, like I say, needle depths, that type of thing. Yeah, generally go to somebody who knows. And like I say, even though a company may say this product's suitable for Fitzpatrick 3, 4, 5, 6, it actually might not if you know that ingredient. And treat your client as an individual. If you look at them and they've got certain symptoms and you think, actually, I want to use this, but it might be too strong, find something else, do something else. Even if it's you're sitting there and giving them advice on home care products so they can essentially build up a tolerance first to the ingredients before they have the treatment, which is obviously a higher percentage, do it that way. There's always ways around things. And as I said before, if you think I'm not sure about this or I don't think you should have this, tell them. But as I say, companies will generally always tell you what product or treatment is recommended for who. Do you know who's good at that? Clinicare, 4T Medical, they run yearly workshops that go through all of their products and exactly everything, who's for who, what symptom, what treatment, all the rest of it. And if anything's changed from last year to this year, they'll tell you the change. They'll give you the evidence and that type of thing. They're really quite good, actually.
Oh, well, that's impressive. I
Amazing.
love that.
They've just, yeah, they've just actually, I say just, like within the last year, developed a product range, well, started to develop a product range for darker skin. Things like they do a derma corrective, which absolutely flies out in my clinic, which is SPF 50, foundation in one. Now, I know you can go on the high street and get your foundation with SPF in. Generally, doesn't do a lot. It's like, so on the high street, you can imagine a cup of tea, making a cup of tea, and you put in a little bit of milk in, obviously. The milk is the SPF. Don't really do much, but a little bit effective. You need more than that. So they've developed something where it's actually got loads of it in, which I think is
Nice.
great. Well, it's quite not there for everybody yet. Like, I can't wear it, but they're getting there. And I did say to them, if you need any help with development, let me know.
I'll be a
But again, like
tester,
you said, the
yeah.
makeup part, with the makeup artist thing earlier, it's knowing the tones. It's not like, oh,
Definitely.
that's a brown foundation, that'll suit them. It won't like that. You've got to think of undertones, and that's where your colour theory comes in.
Oh, definitely. And I think a lot of companies, especially makeup companies, are still unfortunately falling a bit short with like, okay, we're just gonna have like 10 shades from light to dark. And then it's like that does not encompass even, 14% or so of the actual world population. And because I didn't realize that, especially with color theory and everything else, that I have like pink undertones, or like I have pink on my cheeks, and it's like I need to be looking for a specific kind of color, where I just thought, okay, I'm pretty light, I'll go for one of the lighter shades and then hope it's all right. And it's just, it's one of those, I think hopefully as well, as time goes on, more companies will actually be develop a good range of colors and things that can reach no matter what audience. So then at the end of the day, people feel happy and confident in themselves. But
Yeah,
as well
definitely.
with aesthetic treatments, not saying that some of them are terrible, but at least practitioners who have more of an idea, so then everyone can come away feeling beautiful, confident, whatever they're looking to achieve, and everyone's happy.
Literally, yeah.
So my last question for you is, what would you recommend for any current practitioners on how to expand their knowledge in treating a range of skin tones?
Learn, literally do your research. There's so much out there, and there are. I suppose it's knowing what to actually search and look for. There are courses and things out there specifically for Fitzpatrick 3 Plus, specifically for dark skin. There are a lot of professionals out there. I tell you who's a good one. Deja Ayodele, I think that's how I say her name. She's written a book called Black Skin. You may have seen it.
I think I've seen it floating around, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. I've literally read it so many times over. She's also done a course as well, specifically for practitioners on black skin.
Wow.
And she ranges from home skincare products to high street to in clinic to treatments to other professionals to honestly, it's great. So yeah, I would look, search for that. It's literally called Black Skin. You can get it. The book's even on Audible. Listen to me, this is like an ad. This is absolutely not an ad.
Surely not sponsored, we have to disclose.
But yeah, there's quite a few courses out there. Don't be afraid to ask. If you go on any courses in general, don't be afraid to ask your practitioner. And if they don't know, or ask your tutor, should I say. If they don't know, it might be a little trigger for them to actually get to know, for them to go and do a bit more development. I'm trying to think. Dr. V. She's called Dr. V. What's her name? Dr. Vinita Ratan. 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 She's got an absolute fantastic YouTube channel, and she does a lot of it in bite-sized pieces. So
Oh,
she
nice.
has developed a skincare range specifically for skin of colour. But she'll go into the science and why this product does this and why we need this and why it'll be different from someone who's Fitzpatrick's 1, 2, 3 will use. Does that make sense? So you actually understand it's great. That's one to look out for. I absolutely love her.
That sounds really good.
You know what? As take me again out of the professional capacity, as a black woman, it's nice to be included.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, for so many years, especially me, I live in Stafford, which is like a predominantly white town. It things like when you like makeup, when you say it, I've never been able to until about a year, 2 years, I'd say, and just nip into town and grab a foundation or grab a concealer. Do you know, just like something all those years, and I'm 34 now. Also, just ask my DMs. I always get people asking me certain things. That's why I try and put a lot of educational content out there, because I know it's not covered in courses and people don't know. So don't be afraid to ask. If anyone comes across me, my DMs are open. Literally ask what you want. Peter, I don't get offended easily. So even if you don't get the correct terminology, say what you're going to say, and I'll correct you on the terminology. I'll say, don't say this, say that, because you might offend somebody if you say X, Y, and Z.
No, that's really good. Is there anything else you'd like to add for the end of this episode?
Not really. A few tips for darker skin, really. The older we get, the more drier our skin gets. So any treatment or product with hydrating ingredients in, such as ceramides, hyaluronic acid, peptides, really push them towards us. We need them. Our skin, so these products and ingredients will evaporate quicker than any other skin type and skin tone. And yeah, I've just done an aging series on social media, actually, about a generalization, but knowing, I will always say, know your client and the age bracket they're in, but then also knowing ethnicities and different skin colors. So for example, I've broken my aging series down into 20s, 30s, 40s and 50 plus.
Okay.
But some things that, say, Fitzpatrick scale 1 to 3 will see in their 20s, generally, that age bracket with darker skin, they won't see that till their 30s because we take longer to age, that type of thing. So it's doing all those little things and being able to identify.
Good.
Literally just learn. So if you go on my socials, there's loads of things there.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming back on the podcast. It's been really informative.
No problem, anytime.
Thank you to my guest today, Hannah Kalita, for talking about working with a range of skin tones in aesthetics with us. If you're interested in learning more about her clinic or training academy or just want to have a chat, please visit www.hannahkalitabeauty.com. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in next week for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and the self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor insurance to meet your individual business needs and compare prices from our Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trusted winners 4 years in a row.